you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Or just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
And he knocked it stiff.
You will today. It's Tan Line Tuesday on Twitter. At TNT Radio Empire. Nick Allen's going to stop in later. Petey Mack will be here. Craig Evans in the house.
It was on this date in 1781. You might remember where you were when Uranus was discovered.
Urectum.
Yeah. Anniversary.
Oh, sorry. They had to change that name, didn't they?
No, it's Uranus.
Not until 2620.
Not until 2620, right.
Urectum.
I get that old bit. It never gets freaking old.
I love that bit.
Yeah, I do too.
But on this date in 1781, British astronomer William Herschel discovered Uranus.
Now, where'd the name come from again? I've heard that. It's some sort of Greek god or something like that.
Okay. It is.
Hey, as long as you don't make me smell Uranus.
I don't get it.
I'm sorry, Fry, but astronomers renamed Uranus in 2620 to end that stupid joke once and for all.
Oh, what's it called now?
Urectum.
Why do we laugh every time? I can't stop when I hear the clip.
Because we're idiots.
I know, but it's funny. Just... it's the voice, it's the whole bit. Urectum.
Yeah, he's the...
The guys who wrote that joke in a Futurama writing room were just howling. This is the best joke ever. Urectum.
He's the Greek deity of the sky.
There you go. Of course he is.
And his grandpa, Zeus.
Yeah.
Oh, grandfather of Zeus.
That's just crazy talk. Who worships those things? That's
Zeus
stupid.
Is his grandson.
That's stupid. Who worships Greek gods? That's stupid.
Yeah, there should be some sort of writing award that they should have gotten.
Just for that joke.
Just for that joke.
That joke.
Yeah.
Now, in 1977, not necessarily on this date, but in 1977, astronomers discovered the rings around Uranus.
Oh, that, I kind of remember that. That was a big deal in high school.
We didn't have the technology up until then.
Is that when they figured out it spins on its side, too?
Oh, yeah.
They may have figured that out before.
Yes, they may have. Uranus is the second known ringed planet in our solar system.
When they put that, what was the first orbiting? Skylab. Skylab probably discovered the rings around Uranus.
Could have.
That could have been it.
They were using the Kuiper Airborne Observatory when they made that discovery.
Of course they were. All stuff. Yeah. It's all stuff we
already know. Duh. What observatory did you think they were using?
Exactly.
Was that a Chinese satellite?
Yes.
Hit the ground yet?
No.
Because it was a rather wide window.
What is Uranus?
Yes.
What is Uranus?
Yes.
He's way too happy.
Wide stretch of the planet, too, where it may end up.
Michigan.
Michigan.
You got Michigan?
Southern France. Both
yeah,
Michigan.
I got Michigan.
No, he said Southern Spain.
Oh, whatever.
You and I have the same one. Southern Spain.
That's going to tail off in France.
China. There was some place in China, too.
China.
We have a death to report. Givenchy has died at the age of 91, French fashion designer. He dressed Jackie Kennedy for the funeral, Audrey Hepburn for breakfast at Tiffany's.
Only one person had him, right?
One person had Givenchy.
Solo hits are always impressive.
And that was Saturday Night Dead.
Was he just old or was he sick?
91.
He must have.
Yeah, I tried to pronounce that name earlier, but...
Craig can nail it, man.
I know. He went all Trebek on us.
He said it yesterday off the air that way. He knew what he was talking about.
He knows his French.
He's a fashion guy, Craig.
Or he's settled on a way to say it and make it sound like
Craig
he knows
is all fashion all
no,
the time.
I actually knew that one.
Yeah, you did.
Sounds good to me. Sounds credible to me.
Good hit for Saturday Night's Dead.
Yeah, Saturday Night Dead gets a hit.
No leaderboard change.
No leaderboard change. Todd's smelly finger leading the league with three hits. Two other players have three hits. Dr. Chin Wiggle and Hat On, Jacket Off.
Yay, smelly finger.
There you go. I don't know how many times we've all said that.
Well, we thought it.
Yeah.
We may have not have proclaimed it out loud.
I mean, it's a long season, but if he wins, we have to meet Todd's smelly finger.
Like you haven't already met Todd's smelly finger. Come on.
The guy that,
but not the Death Pool
calls
player.
Himself.
Alan Arbus leading the two-hit league.
Well, that's got to be a big bunch-up, the two-hit league.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. It is.
There's a log jam there.
Oh, yeah. It's several pages worth of two hitters.
Well, it's not even mid-March yet.
No, it's not.
Long season. In fact, it never ends.
It never really does end, though.
Nothing to see here. Nothing to report on. So we're just going to move on.
Right.
I'm going to tell you that there's nothing to report on, then we're just going to move on.
Well, okay? I'm going to read one headline after you say this, then we'll move on.
Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee say they found no evidence of collusion between Rushy and the Trump campaign, so they're ending the committee's investigation. Done deal.
A partisan report arms the president in his fight to discredit the U.S. spy agencies over their findings that Russia wanted him to win. By the way, his own people concluded that Russia... I mean, Republicans in the actual administration said Russia's trying to help Trump. So this is Nunes and his boys, so we can move on, you're right.
Yeah, let's move
let's
on.
Move
yeah,
on.
Otherwise, yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
Some people just get mad.
It's just ridiculous.
So, good deal there. Right. Nothing to see.
Right.
Y'all going to Pennsylvania to vote today?
No, but that guy might win, man. 6-point lead. The other guy said we're against God and... The guy swinging at the end there, the old Republican, the Ditka.
Rick Saccone.
Yeah, he was saying that we hate the country and God.
Not we, but the
voters that don't like him.
Well, yeah, that's the reason there's more school shootings, because God's not in school anymore.
I read a local letter to the editor on that one. I said, you're a freaking idiot.
Yeah. And I got to explain to these people that, no, God graduated a long time ago.
Oh, big time, yeah.
He'd just be creepy if he kept going back to school.
I think he was class of 18.
Yeah.
He should have been class of 18, yeah. And when it said 18 on his jacket, it meant just 18.
Yeah,
nothing ahead of it. Right, exactly. I'm with you on that, because there's an 18 jackets right now, but that's 2018.
No. 0018.
Right, just 18. And didn't even do 00. Just used 18.
Yeah, they didn't even have to have the little apostrophe thing by it.
Might have even been before that.
Yeah, he might have skipped a grade or two.
He could be 17.
I think Jesus graduated in 18.
Oh, well, this Jesus. Is God. Sorry. That's right. Jesus is 18.
Yeah. God was way before that.
Yeah.
He would have been like negative 40 or something.
Yeah.
Maybe even before that.
He might have reproduced younger than that in 40, 40.
Yeah. I think God graduated
God didn't cover up. Jesus is born. Apparently, that's what happened. That's what I read.
Whatever 6,000 minus 18 is.
Yeah, I'll figure that out later.
5,000 and some odd.
5,984?
Yeah, there you go. Niner in there.
82.
82.
Yeah.
Sorry, 18.
5,982 BC is when God graduated.
Right.
But that's hard to fit on a letterman's jacket. Because you have to have the BC in there.
Right. Otherwise, it just doesn't make sense.
No. And he would know. He would have been the only guy that knew. What's the BC mean? Well, I'm going to have a son in 5,982 years.
You'll find out.
If you want to feel old, look at Letterman jackets, right? Look at the jackets.
And he's going to save the world.
Yeah.
Good.
He's going to die for your sins so you can sin away.
Nothing like setting the bar high for your kids.
No, I worship Greek gods. That's way before this crap.
Did we mention that some eggs and embryos at a San Francisco fertility center may no longer be viable after a storage tank malfunction?
Yeah, story, yeah.
No,
yeah.
No, you mentioned...
We mentioned Cleveland.
Yeah, there was another
facility. Oh, this
facility.
Is another one.
This is a different facility that has...
What, did somebody keep pulling the plug of these in their electricity or what?
Well, they have to travel because one was in Cleveland, this one's in San Francisco.
I know, that's what I mean. Who's doing this?
I'm not sure who's pulling the plug on these things.
Yeah.
So are they storing eggs and embryos?
Frozen eggs and embryos.
A lot of guys had the ball cancer and stuff and before ahead of time, so there's a lot of that in there. A lot of women had some problems. They saved their eggs, and they just made a bunch of future kids in there that are no longer going to be future kids. And the guy described it that way, too, and I watched it, local news.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I heard.
That's how they do it.
That's how I, you know,
one guy
looked over
the guy
TV.
Said, hey, I had ball cancer, so I, and now it's gone.
Yeah. So they are working on that.
Was that an actual soundbite, or did the anchor have to read? And then a man was quoted as
No, they
saying,
actually had the man on TV that he had ball cancer.
Yeah, they went to him. Yeah. Now, in San Francisco, the clinic there, the president told the Washington Post that staff had spent days sorting through records to establish which patients had tissue inside the affected storage tank, and then clinic doctors had to call them.
Now, what happened? They have a power outage, or
they don't know.
Yeah.
Last I heard, they just didn't know. He said, "Anger is a big part of the phone call."
Yeah,
I would imagine.
Yeah, our goal is to provide the patients. You know, he's some kind of family. If this doesn't work, you know. Don't feel defeated, blah, blah, blah.
Well, but a lot of them are just,
yeah, he
they're
said,
done.
Yeah, anger is a big part of the phone call.
Yeah, a lot of them are spent. I mean, they can't.
Yeah, like
and
ball,
are gone.
Ball cancer guy can't contribute anymore.
No, and then a lot of these eggs were from women that can't have eggs anymore.
And when they're thawed, they cannot be refrozen.
No.
No, you don't want that.
That's sad for a lot of people, I'm sure.
It is.
I get to go.
Kids cost you a lot of money, though. They can take a sigh of relief there.
Check out an embryo.
Freezing them.
Oh, that's true. You lost that. You're out of that money.
At what point did they become an embryo? Immediately?
When you get everything together.
I don't know.
Because I'm looking at something that I think is an embryo.
Oh, yeah. I see you and your daughter's.
Tomorrow night.
Oh, cool. It's 3D now. Although they're not. How far is she now?
Well, she's due in August.
Well,
so figure it out.
I ain't figured it out.
Your subtraction, King. That's eight. We're in three.
3 months along?
Okay.
Well, we are in month three, and we're looking for month eight.
Some sort of zygote in there, yeah. Probably some sort of little.
So is this a sonogram or an ultrasound?
Yes, Kerb.
I believe they're kind of the same thing.
I'm looking at it.
I am.
But that's the big deal tomorrow night.
Boy or girl? You don't know yet?
I don't know.
Do they know?
I'm supposed to guess.
Do they know?
No, they don't.
Are they gonna find out?
And they wanted a guess from me. And
are they going to find out?
I don't care.
Little Todd.
Yeah.
See, there's the thing.
Toddina, they're going to name him.
There's the thing. You don't care.
No.
Healthy is all you care about when it comes to boys and girls.
Right. They pop out. Care. You count to 10 a couple times, and you're good.
Right. And they'll raise them.
Thank goodness.
And you won't leave them with you for too often, I'm sure. At least by yourself, you won't be with them.
Well, maybe when they get older.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
He raised six kids, and they're all kind of fine.
Yeah, that'll change.
No, I'm talking about leaving. I'm not picking on Todd so much, but don't leave the kid with Grandpa sitting around bored off his ass.
Yeah.
Don't forget. Sometimes your kid's in the house.
No, that's not true. That'll give me some sense of purpose.
All right.
Yeah.
That you don't have now.
Then the kid goes home and says, why does Grandpa Todd say that Grandpa's got abortion money?
Well, it'll
what
save,
does that mean?
It'll save Todd from having more conversations with his friend who used to be in jail about how to go back to jail.
By the way, there was a Puss was quoting out there. You're right.
Friend.
That was really weird. That was weird. Your imaginary friends will start disappearing because there's a baby around. That might help. You're right.
Yeah, that does bring a whole new meaning to Grandpa's got abortion.
It does when you got one running around.
The man who says that he is the grandson of Charles Manson can claim Manson's body.
Yeah.
They figure they're going to look into this too. Jason Freeman was one of several people vying for custody of the remains.
Oh, so he is actually just bones by now, right?
Yeah, but he's been hanging out at the morgue.
Okay.
They'd been at the coroner's office since November. And I believe at least four people were going for the body. Right. Now then, this still is just starting because this was just for the body.
Not his possessions.
Not his possessions and not post-death cash.
Who gets the naming rights?
Yes, all that stuff.
Is he being properly refrigerated?
Yeah.
Or did they burn him?
No, he was in the morgue.
Okay.
Or the coroner's office. Although, you know, you don't want him necessarily in your office if you're a coroner. Although, I assume in the coroner's building building.
Talk to Charlie about his time in
jail.
That
would be kind of cool. It would be kind of novel to have Charlie Manson.
Who's that over there? That's Charlie Manson.
Yeah. You got to come check this out. I got Charlie Manson in my office.
It's freaking great. There's a lot of gallows humor there, of course.
Right, until we can figure out what to do with him.
Yeah, get pictures with Charlie.
He's just going to sit in my office.
Mm-hmm. He's not doing anything.
No.
Go smile over there. Smile with Charlie.
Yeah, photo ops. Bring in all your colleagues and get a photo op.
Mm-hmm.
Last chance.
Students and teachers across the country are going to walk out of classrooms on Wednesday.
Good for them.
The one month.
I know.
Oh, the neoconservative lather.
I've seen parents bitch on Facebook. Same parents skip school to get high.
Or to go to an abortion rally. You know, what form? I'm asking conservatives now, and I don't know why.
Don't.
I'm just pissing in the wind here.
Yeah, you are.
But what form of protest?
Right.
What form of protest to you is acceptable?
It has to be for their stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
I guess then.
Right. They're should be scared of the kids, man. The kids are going to be 18, and good for the kids. They're going to change things.
So they are calling this Wednesday.
For the better, by the way.
Tomorrow, the one-month anniversary of the deadly Parkland High School shooting.
They should be no absence allowed. Unexcused absence and a grade knocked off. Yeah. I've been reading all kinds of neoconservative crap.
Take that day and learn how to put on body armor.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
It's a show of support for the 17 people killed and a call for stricter gun control laws.
17 people that day.
Empower, the group organizing the protest, says the walkout will happen Wednesday at 10 a.m. local time.
Good for them.
Which is whatever time frame you're on, it's 10 o'clock. And will last 17 minutes to honor each of the shooting victims. Over 2,500 walkouts are planned, according to the organization's website.
Oh, so they're only walking out for 17 minutes?
Yep.
Oh, they're not missing all day of school?
Nope.
Oh, you'd think they're just taking the year off. When I hear neoconservative lather guy,
I got on somebody's
bitch about this.
Yeah, someone on Facebook friends. Well, back
they
east.
Should be in there learning stuff.
And I know one dude. I know this one dude was on
this
Facebook.
This is what I pay my taxpayer money for.
And this guy was a lousy student and skipped school. He's bitching. Thinking, shut up.
Some schools are allowing students to partake in the
it's called
walkout.
First Amendment, right? You want to first,
yeah. Others are encouraging students to engage in other ways. Whatever you do, don't walk out. The ACLU says the students who choose to walk out of their classrooms cannot be punished more than they would if they were just simply skipping class on any other day.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So, you know, they can still punish you. It's like skipping.
Right.
Technically.
But not double secret probation
but
skipping.
Not more than that. No.
17 minutes.
Right. Just 17 minutes. 10 a.m. local time. Tomorrow, Wednesday, March 14th.
Good for the high school kids. Do something because the adults aren't protecting you. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, check out the Empower website if you want some kits to help out, they say.
Let them speak up. I got no problem with that.
Of course you don't. They're going to be 18. They're allowed to speak up. They're allowed to vote.
But some people do.
Well, then you know what? That's lame.
Some people do have a problem.
The Ditkas
with
are going to die, and these are the new generation, and they're going to change things. And good for them.
And then March 24th, that's a Saturday, it's going to be March for Our Lives. Student activists and supporters will be working on that. The main event will be held in Washington. Satellite marches planned across the United States and overseas. That is March 24th.
I guess we can't bitch about that because they won't be missing a day of school.
Oh, yeah.
And April 20th is the 19th anniversary of the Columbine school shooting. They are calling for people to take action to bring attention to school safety on, quote, a national day of action against gun violence in schools. That's going on.
Yeah.
April 20th.
The shooting galleries at our schools nowadays. Can you imagine being in school? I got kids in high school. Scares the hell out of me.
Columbine was the end of my senior year.
There you go. Bush was in school then.
That was when things started, to, you know,
right.
that was the beginning.
Right. Should scare the hell out of people.
Davenport, Iowa police have arrested a former youth counselor, a 19-year-old Hannah Rose Fitzpatrick.
And Patrick Fitzhannah. Hannah
Rose.
After she allegedly helped three juveniles escape.
No sex involved?
And had sexual relations with one of them.
Yes. With one of them?
With one of them.
Oh, that guy got to escape and have sex.
Yeah.
That's a good day.
What if the rest of them kind of bummed out?
Yeah.
Well, they also escaped. Maybe they were hoping to get some, too.
Yeah. I'm sure they
all
were.
Well, let's know. What'd she look like?
I forget.
Look her up.
She's not hideous.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's kind of cute.
Hoping to get some, too?
You would imagine.
Is she on
when don't you?
Yeah, good question.
She helped her victim and a couple other juveniles escape the facility. She then drove her victim.
Put her up on the social media there, puss.
She then drove her victim.
Now, how old's the victim?
And one other juvenile to Davenport where the sex act occurred.
Well, she's only 19.
Not much to do in Davenport. You might as well have sex. Oh, she's the teacher only? Oh, the counselor's only 19?
Yeah, she's 19.
What, is she 17?
All we have here is a juvenile.
Yeah.
Where she at this place where she
was, how old he was
a youth counselor. She admitted to police detectives that she did indeed have sexual relations with the victim.
Oh yeah, you're taking care of that at any age. She looks sad in the mugshot, but you can tell she's a pretty girl.
Mugshot sadness.
Kind of skanky hot.
Yeah, women hate that term. I don't know why.
Mugshot sadness.
Maria Bello
or skanky.
Hates it. That's for damn sure. What?
Mugshot sadness or skanky hot?
They hate skanky hot. I tried it on Maria Bello, and she got mad at me.
She looks really young.
Well, she's 19.
Obviously.
And if you're 19, you're into that. Or 25 or 17. Or 30.
Yeah. Well, first of all, you're
32, maybe. Too.
You're grateful for the.
Attention.
The assist for the escape.
The assist.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then,
the assist also, right?
And she bangs you on top of that?
Yeah.
That's got to be one of the best days of your life. Until they snag you. Send you back to the facility.
And then you're screwed, right?
But you had a good couple of days. That was a good walkout.
It was. Yeah, that's a good walkout.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.